Blog Talk Radio.
How's everyone doing today? Today is May 29th. I'm doing this show on a sunny day in Chicago, Illinois. And this one's going to be a great one. This one's going to be talking about some unique ways to break out of your fitness plateau. I have three tips today, and these are ones you may have not considered and pretty new to some of you, but they are very helpful in my experience, and so I'm going to get right into it. But before that, though, let me just say that towards the end, I will be announcing some new events that are coming up that are unique and fun for the whole family, so stay tuned for that. And at the same time, we are doing our summer session boot camp, and that is starting on Monday, June 1st. We are doing workouts on Monday, Wednesday at 5:30, and then Saturdays at 8:30 as well. So at the Benson Park in Itasca. For more information, you can check out our website, www.goality.com, goality.com. And you can find out some more information. All right. So the three tips for breaking out of the fitness plateau that you might be in. Real quick, fitness plateaus can happen to the best of us. There are many reasons. For the most part, they can be broken out of. And I've got three tips for you. And let's get started. The first one I have today is create a fun game around working out. This is an interesting way to do it because many of us are robotic, I think, in our workouts, and we pretty much do the same thing in a nutshell, you know, and the way we work out can get us into this pattern, and then, you know, our body gets used to it. So I've got three examples of creating a fun game around working out. The first one is called the cardio chase. So I don't know, many of you may or may not enjoy running outdoors or walking outdoors or doing anything outdoors, weather depending. However, at the same time, this is a fun game where you will start at any point on the track or in a forest preserve trail. And if you notice someone walking or notice someone running, the game is to chase them in a way. Pick a particular distance you are away from this person and begin moving towards them to chase them. How fun is that? You can do it with strangers. You can do it with people you know, and have fun with it, and it gets your cardio up. The second way revolves around strength training, and this one is what I call mind game strength training. You're not going to be so much quizzing, but you will be playing games that will require perhaps math, computations, or spelling, or a foreign language, foreign language translations. So picture this, for example. You are doing a wall sit against the wall, and you're holding that position, and you are asked to do math computations from a friend, and or flashcards, for example, and you're there sitting and you are doing the computations, 10 plus 10, 10 times 10, 20 plus 2, 5 minus 2, and you're doing these mind games while you're having fun and doing some strength training. Wall sits was one example. Another one would be doing shoulder presses, for example. And while you're doing shoulder presses, you are thinking about how many times it takes for, actually, let's switch it and let's start thinking about translating words from Spanish to English or foods into recipes, something that gets your mind off of what you're doing. The third area is called going the distance. This is a fun game. You may want to have a friend, a partner, and you can pick various activities and challenge each other. For example, a plank challenge where you will see who can hold the plank the longest. The nice core exercises to go the distance. Or perhaps setting up a activity, a strength activity for your legs, and you're doing step-ups. And you set up a distance or time duration for doing it, and you can see how many, who can go the distance. You can set up it by time or by steps and how quick you can do it. But the main point is to set up a game where you're going the distance. All right. So the second tip I have is do something that is physically different from what you are currently doing. This is a unique way to break out of a fitness plateau. Like I said earlier, a lot of the things that we do is regimented, and we pretty much do the same thing over and over again. And so, for example, you go to the fitness club, you get on the treadmill, you get your heart rate up, you hit the weights, push and pull, and then you may do some stretches, and then you leave. And you do it over and over again. And that's great. At the same time, it's not so good for progression. And like I said, people get into that and then hit a plateau. Their body gets used to it. So consider water workouts is one example. Do something physically different, and that will challenge your muscles differently. Summer is around the corner, and beaches are pretty popular, and maybe you can do a sand workout. Sand is a different surface and demands different muscles to work differently. And so sand workouts. Some of you may or may not be into this last one as an example, but there might be people out there. And this is called the strongman workouts. You know, maximum lifts, doing one repetition. So lifting heavy objects or moving heavy objects. Those require different movement patterns, as muscle group recruitment as well. So that definitely will be something different than what you are currently doing. So consider that. In addition to all that, this is the third one. This third tip you may like a lot, actually. And this is what I call stay away. So there are certain people who continually do the same thing over and over again, like I said, and fitness plateaus occur. your body gets used to it. And staying away is the concept of allowing your body to rest. It is an awesome way for your body to just recover. Now, while you stay away, the whole idea is to maintain your body in a way so that when you go back to whatever routine or new routine that you are planning, your body can be in optimal position to do it. While staying away, some of the things to do would be get some body work, chiropractic work, massage therapy. And those things would be really great to retune up your physique, your body, your bone structures, and your muscles. While you stay away also, maybe we can get more sleep. Sleep will help with hormonal levels. Sleep will help with rejuvenating your body and help it be better. The third area example from staying away, obviously do your best to reduce stress. Reducing stress is very, very helpful for keeping your body less tight and tense. And you know, yoga is a great way to do that. So those are the three tips that I enjoy sharing with people, just to consider how to break out of fitness plateaus. They are very, very, interesting, the plateaus that are. However, they can be broken out of. So we're ending our show real quick here. I've got a few more minutes. And I do welcome any of your feedback, comments, and questions. You can email me at Eric, eric.su@goality.com, goality.com, and we'll certainly get back to you about that. Real quick, before we close out today, on June 21st, I am doing a fitness active day. You can find more information about that at fad.eventbrite.com, and you'll see the information there on how you can register and come out. It's a family event. There's going to be a walk, a run. It's going to be a short boot camp as well, and a nutrition workshop. It's going to be a fun afternoon. It starts at 11:30. If anyone has any questions, obviously you can email me. Again, that's Eric, eric.su@goality.com. All right, this was a quick show, and hopefully you got some great tips out of today's show to help you break out of your fitness plateaus. So until next time, stay fit and be safe.